Iran into the Middle East. War yesterday with the launch of a couple of hundred, 200 or 300 drone missiles. The Israeli Iron Dome, along with Jordan, US, UK military, intercepted the bulk of it. And now the pressure's on to de-escalate the whole thing. International relations and strategic analyst Paul Buchanan is with us. Paul, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Were you surprised at what the Iranians threw at Israel?
No, not really. I mean, this turns out to be a classic tit-for-tat move. They telegraphed this, as now is well known, once the Israelis attacked the Iranian diplomatic compound in Damascus. And, you know, that was a violation of sovereignty because embassies and diplomatic compounds are considered the sovereign territory of the country they represent. So Iran said, okay, you attacked our territory, we're going to attack yours directly from Iran. The way they did it said to the Israelis, we're going to try to keep this calibrated. We're not going to go overboard. But more importantly, it was a test of the Iron Dome and the David Sling, which is, you know, there's three defenses in Israel. You know, there's an outer perimeter, a middle perimeter over Jordan, and then the inner perimeter is the Iron Dome. And it was basically a probe to see how effective these defenses were, and they were very effective. Yeah. And so the Iranians, you know, the Israelis did the tit, the Iranians did the tat, and the Iranians have now said that as far as they're concerned,
we're done.
The matter is done. Now, of course, hardliners in Israel want to retaliate on Iran, in Iran. And the cooler heads are going to say to them, look, we can get back at them in many ways. We don't have to ratchet this thing up. The Iranians have learned some lessons. I mean, the United States shot down missiles. The British Air Force shot down missiles. The Jordanians shot down missiles. So they're now aware that they have a coalition of military partners who will come to the defense of Israel if it is attacked. Now, the United States has just told Israel they will not support offensive operations against Iran. So I think they're going to call it quits right now. What did Biden say to Netanyahu? Quit while you're ahead,
sure,
or declare the victory and go home. And I think the Israelis will retaliate, but it's going to be a lot more subtle than a massive bombardment of Iran.
Just real quick, doesn't Netanyahu have bigger fish to fry at the moment? I mean, Rafah hasn't even begun, and he's got the international community saying, come on, mate, he's got the domestic issues are more important than Iran right now. I mean, he doesn't want to stretch himself so far, does he?
No, that's a very good point. Now, there is some speculation that he orchestrated that attack on the diplomatic compound in order to provoke Iran so he could shore up very, very faltering support for himself with regards to the war in Gaza. I'm not so sure. I think they saw a window of opportunity to attack Revolutionary Guards leaders in Damascus, and they took it. But be that as it may, you're absolutely right. He's got really big fish to fry. The coalition underneath him is starting to fracture. And so he will have to think very seriously about what to do with Rafah, because I agree with him here. There are still significant cadres of Hamas fighters.
Definitely.
In that area, and you know, if he's going to keep true to his promise to eradicate them, then unfortunately he's going to have to go in.
Always a pleasure, Paul. Appreciate it very much. Paul Buchanan, international relations and strategic analyst.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.